Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-hauler. Yeah. That's what it was. That was what it was.
That's what it was.
Last week, yeah. When you said that'll make it ice water, and we said we got to do a show on that. Yeah. Yeah. We could do a whole show involving the outhouse,
and
that'll make your eyes water. Matter of fact, we're going to talk a little bit about that after this poem.
Oh, right.
All right. Yeah. Poem. All right. But let's have Bax here.
Okay.
Baxter Black, the Dean of Cowboy Poets, is riding along with us. This is Cow Attack.
Back when I was doing ranch work for a living, if we weaned a set of steers off the desert or the mountain that weighed 400 pounds, we was pretty proud. Well, today, 500 pounds or more is a lot more common. This gain in weaning weights is the result of improved genetics and selection and better management on our part. Used to, when a cow calved, we'd pretty much just leave her alone, let the cow take care of everything herself. But nowadays, we keep a close eye on the heavy bunch and rush out to vaccinate the newborn against the scours and tag him so we can monitor his progress and his genetics. Well, in spite of all this high-tech intensive care, we still involve cowboy types in the equation. And when you do that, disaster waits just around the corner. For instance, what happened to your pickup seat? Is that buffalo track? Well, I guess you had to be there. We had a cow attack. It all began when me and Roy went out to check the cows. We'd finished lunch and watched our soap and forced ourselves to rouse. We was poking through the heavy bunch for calves to tag and check. I spotted one, but his old mom was bowing up her neck. She pawed the ground and swung her head a slinging froth and spit and then bellered like a wounded bull. Say, Roy, I said, let's quit. But Roy was bent on tagging him and thought to make a grab. I'll just drive up there beside the calf. I'll pull him in the cab. Oh, great. Another stroke of genius. Of cowboy daring do. Sure enough, when Roy nabbed the calf, his mama came in too. And I do mean climbed up in there. Got a foot behind the seat, punched a horn right through the windshield, and she wasn't very neat. She was blowing stuff out both ends till the cab was slick and green. It was on the floor and on the roof and on the calf vaccine. If you've been inside a dryer at the local laundromat with a bear and 50 horseshoes, then you'll notice where I was at. At one point, she was sitting up, just going for a ride. But then she tore the gun rack down and the calf jumped out my side. I was fighting with a door lock that she'd smashed to passing by, when she peeked up through the steering wheel and looked me in the eye. We escaped like paratroopers. Out the window landed clear. But the cow just kept on driving, because the truck was still in gear. She topped a hump and disappeared. The blinker light came on. But if she turned, I just can't say. By then the truck was gone. I looked at Roy. My truck's a wreck. My coveralls are soaked. I'll probably never hear again. I think my elbow's broke. And look at you. You're pitiful. All crumpled up and stiff. Like you've been eaten by wild dogs and pooped over a cliff. But think about it, Roy said. Since Grandpa was alive, I believe that that's the first this time I've seen a cattle drive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's... So we just about played Baxter Black's Fixin' the Outhouse.
Fixin' the Outhouse.
Yeah. Which talks about a crack in the outhouse seat. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Aggravating.
Yeah. It'll just make your eyes water.
That will make, you know, a cracked toilet seat.
Ooh.
Will make your eyes
yes,
water.
Yes, it will.
I guarantee. Just
which
a little
me.
Bit of skin. Okay. This, which reminds
this me. Reminds me.
Okay.
Back when the Leatherman started to get real popular.
Yeah.
You know, and the first Leatherman I ever had.
Sure.
Those are the finger-pinchingest son of guns there ever lived on the face.
Blood blister makers?
Oh, mercy
Big
sakes.
Time.
They have done some engineering, and they have made things better. But that first Leatherman, oh, my heavens.
First-generation Leatherman, and I still have one. It's in my fishing tackle box.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I don't use it much because I don't go fishing a lot. But anyway, that's...
We're going to fix that.
We need to fix that. Yeah. That's for... But no, but that is a true... blood blister making
mama.
And then it turns it's no longer a Leatherman,
right?
It turns into the dammit tool.
That's right.
Right, you throw it as far as you can yelling at the top of your lungs.
Yes.
All right.
And I have used some channel locks that do the same thing.
Oh, I have too. Yep. I know. You know it's going to come loose. And when it does, it's going to make you make a big old blood blister.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of not being able to remember things very well.
Yeah.
I remember running into the jungle gyms as a little boy.
That'll make your eyes water.
Being chased by a girl.
Loretta.
Yeah. Being chased by the girls. And I can't, you know, well, that was before... That was when I was running away instead of running back toward them. Anyway,
exactly.
Yeah, right.
Chasing them. Yeah.
I remember running away from a girl and did not see the jungle gyms, and it was forehead high. And that is all I remember.
And that's why we no longer have jungle gyms.
I remember waking up in the principal's office.
What happened?
Cold pack on my head with ice pack on my head.
Yeah.
But guarantee that make your eyes water.
Yeah.
Right. And any kind of a road rash that sticks to your underwear t-shirt or something
like
that.
Just step in the shower.
Oh, yeah, but, talk about making your eyes water. You step into, anyway. We better ditch out to our last song here.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Corinne Marie.
Nice.
Yeah, is riding along with us. This is a medley of I'll Fly Away and Mountains to Climb.
Some bright morning when this life is o'er, fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away. I'll fly away, oh glory. Fly. Gone. Fly
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Are you sure?
That'll make your eyes water. Right, the cracked toilet seat, the cracked head, the road rash, the shower sunburn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the sunburn that, in the shower,
We got to talk about Abby.
Yes, we do.
You can't talk about sunburns and not talk about Abby.
Oscar.
Yeah, Oscar.
Oscar.
So daughter Abby, so cow cruisers that went to Hawaii with us, they're going to remember.
They know what we're talking about.
They're going to remember this, yeah. Daughter Abby went with us, and daughter Abby is a sun worshiper, but she's very fair-skinned. Yes, and she loves to be out in the sun. And, I took her snorkeling
that day. Yeah,
and when we got finished snorkeling, she didn't cover up very well, and she was fried.
She got cooked.
She got cooked big time. So Aunt Tina, she knows all the home remedies.
She knows it all,
and she knew that mustard eases the pain.
Yes.
We figured out that what's in the mustard that eases the pain is vinegar.
The vinegar?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
But the mustard was handy.
As vinegar was.
Vinegar wasn't. All right. So, stole a bottle of mustard from the dining room. And it did. It helped. But when we walked into the room, it smelled like somebody was grilling hot dogs. It did.
Yeah.
You know, that combination of sunburned skin and mustard. It just wasn't right.
That is how Abby got the name
Oscar. Oscar. Big brother Jim, Uncle Jim, named her Oscar Meyer.
Oscar Meyer.
And then shortened it to Oscar after that. Yeah, right.
But it helped.
It did. And then in one of our stops, we found a little store and we bought her some vinegar.
Vinegar.
And that helped us.
And then
that was better for us.
And then she smelled like a pickle.
That's what we should have got, just a jar of pickles, right?
Well,
that'll sure make your eyes water.
It will.
Yeah. Hey, folks, want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, absolutely.
We're issuing the warning.
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 Danger.
Danger. So stay tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
That will definitely make your eyes water. Thank you.